My name is Adi Darmawan from Ruang Rupa, and we started in 2000 actually, after a long and quite intense year discussion through internet between me and five others, friends here in Jakarta. Because I was studying in Jogja, so, and but I was grew up here, so we know each other from schools, and we have we share some similar vision and also similar problems that we thought that there is not much or maybe really lack of space for young artists in the time in Jakarta especially, and also in the same time we see we're trying to put more another approach to see art and the society as well, because in that time we think that art it's really focused on production, so we think more into art as a process, as a project involving interdisciplined people and also doing research. So in the beginning we don't have anything, of course, so we organized one project in 2000 by just making money by do a fundraising with selling some paintings, our friends' paintings, and then we have in that time some of money, and then we invite two groups of artists from Jogja, and then we work on a public space in Jakarta, because we think that artists should be have relation also with the surroundings, and our surroundings is urban environment in Jakarta. So that's why until now we always come up on that focus, you know, like talking about public space, talking about the housing, talking about traffic, transportations. So we're really using art or visual art as a tool to talk about that and to do research. So also we invite many people from other studies. So that's how it starts. We really start like really with no space. Even our organization called Ruang Rupa. Ruang means space actually, and Rupa is visual. But in the beginning we don't have any space. But that's really like our intention to develop or to set up not only physical space but also like mental space. After that, in 2000, our basic focus is like by project. We're making several projects, and in 2001 we have quite a big project in public space in Jakarta involving like more than 50 artists from Jogja, Bandung, Jakarta. And it started really in very fluid way, you know, like with a very collaborative environment that we still keep until now. So there is no sort of curators or something, there is only artists or friends that involve running the space. And in the beginning when we don't have enough money to provide like salaries, for example, we just keep space as also bargain as well. For example, I think Reza and Indra also can talk more about that in the beginning, how we come up together, you know, like from hang out, and then we can provide computers and space for stay, sleep, and also you know, like making progress in skills, you know, by internet and computers and videos. So it's really to that extent that we can survive without any sort of money to pay people to work. But in development, after 3 years, in the beginning of 3 years, we more into project-based, activity, so our life is like really depend on in the project. So we can leave only like in 3 months in advance, that kind of stuff. After 3 years, there is a support from international funding called HIFOS, which is actually mostly they work in Indonesia and also international, especially focused on civil society, community, labor, farmer, also like AIDS, women. And then they have also arts and culture, so they're really interested in what we are doing. And then since 2003, we have support from HIFOS to cover like really basic things to run the space and program, for electricity, for half salary, and then for the rent space as well. So basically, we can move more stable in a way, and we can be more focused on our program, because most of the program that we have is actually based on space as well. So when you have that covered, it's really cutting your budget quite a lot. So, and then in the same time, because in Indonesia, I think we can, if we have space and then we connect to internet, and then the rest we can work it out, you know, in quite a cheaper way. And we start with in the beginning we start with 6 people, and then now I'm one of the founders, and then after that more and more people involved with a program, like Indra and Reza doing a program. So we have sort of like a artistic team that once a year develop our own project, and then after that inviting people to work with us. And we have programs such as it's quite many actually, like exhibition, and then we have workshops, we have artists in residence, we have art project, and we also publish our journal that called Carbon, and it's just moved last year from the printing to the online, because it's too much to spend, and to it's really time consuming, and also it costs a lot. So we think that with the online we can reach more people, and then more fluid, more flexible as well in the content. And since 2003 as well, we have one big festival called OK Video Festival. It's a international Jakarta International Video Festival that's been every 2 years that we organize. Last year is the last one, and it's also people asking like why video. I think that I said before that it's because it's part of our surrounding as well, audiovisual, moving image, computers. So we also have research, and then also involving many young artists who have worked in video and computers, which is also in that time, and still a little bit until now doesn't have really space to show actually. So by this festival we can provide them a forum, and also slowly introducing this language of video art or new media art. And in the last one, in 2007, we have, I think it's the biggest production that we've done, that we have workshops. We organize workshops in 12 cities across Indonesia, from Sumatra, Java to Sulawesi, and it's producing 125 works, and then we show it in the the festival in Jakarta. And also other big project is that we're going to make this year. It's Jakarta 32 Degrees. It's actually a student festival, student forum. It started in 2004 when we think that we are very close to students. I mean, we are when we start also as students when we have this discussion and brainstorm about this kind of space. And also we involve we involving many students also in every activities. So like university or students is element that very close to us. In 2004 we think that there is something lack of focus or promotion towards what the students are doing. I mean, students actually making many things, many kind of works. I mean, even only one art school here that have fine art, but the rest is like have design, architect, fashion, and they produce many works from that disciplines, plus like video, films, and we think that where is the production of the laboratory? We see that in university as laboratory, so we grab them to come to Ruang Rupa and then present their work in front of the other students that they don't know. So it's like really interesting discussion, very very dynamic as well. In 2004, we can collect more or less 200 works from from more or less 7 or 8 university, and in 2006, more or less 15 university involved, and we prepare the next one this year. So every week we already have a meeting with the students now in this space, planning for the next festival in August. So more or less that.
And maybe you can talk about how do you decide. You mentioned the examples of program, but do you have any, or did you talk about any direction whenever you conceived a program? And what's your first priority? And what maybe you have some focus on certain art forms?
Usually it's going very flexible, and it's really informal. I mean, we are here every day, like 4, 5, 6 people. Basically, we are artists, and we have our own practice as well. And we don't really like to be just organizers. So we really want to also, as an artist, putting our contribution. Fortunately, we are we know each other artistically. Even we have a same taste or same vision in artistic. Even we're doing different stuff. So basically, we talk every day here informally, and talking about just what we are experienced as a Jakarta, as a person, and then we come up with something more critical towards it. We don't really talk about art actually. Like it's more about, we talk about more issues, like urban issues, what's going on nowadays. That's why also we come up like, for example, like videos, and then also like with students. The discussion or the brainstorm, it goes hours and hours. Formally, we have a meeting like once a month, and we come up with several ideas. And then after that, we have one of our friends here who doing more like into research, and then he's doing a research. And then in the next meeting, we talk about it again. And then we set up the approach, and then after that we decide which artist or which direction that we're going to invite or focus on.
Yang project serahan aja.
So actually we sometimes like we before we develop some of project, we usually just having short of conversation. I mean before we had like a general meeting as we call within the program itself, and then like after we get founded, I mean in a way we have like every, I mean we have to focus on several different projects, art projects, workshop or artist in residence, and sometimes we have also to discussing about which artist that we could invite or which artist that we could collaborate, because our mostly of our main focus within the art project itself, it's how we could collaborate each other within the professional artist skin code. I mean, as we invite from foreigners from foreign countries, and then suddenly we get them here, and then we try to collaborate within like perhaps young artists from Indonesia or else like other disciplines for college students and things like that. And then I mean, mostly what we have to do is like we make short of ingredients how we could collaborate within this project. So that's why it's very liquid. I mean, in a way, when the artist that already get used to within the project, and then suddenly when he came here, and then he could see as well about the Jakarta itself, and then so he could have a different experience within developing artworks or work itself. I mean, not only within his disciplines, but as well he could as well manage how to get involved within the surrounding itself. I mean, that's quite difficult in a way, but I mean that's why we try to make like a different formula every time we do and develop a project. So in that way we could as well learn how the artists that we invite could work within this space, and also within this very organic situation within organization as well. It's so informal, and then sometimes it's quite surprising within the artists that came, and then sometimes some artists could manage with this kind of situation. Sometimes they have lots of questions like how Rong Rupa could survive like this, or how Rong Rupa could very organic in a way, because he could see that every individual person here as well could work to earn some money, or else work as an artist itself, and then as well working as an organization and create some projects.
And you mentioned that you had artists from other places here, mm-hmm. and obviously from other countries too. Mm-hmm. Actually, what do you think about this idea of cultural exchange, and what's the meaning to do, you know, exhibition of foreign artists here in your space?
For us, it's exchange. It's quite trend words, and also very tricky in the same times, because mostly we quite critical about it, that we call it exchange, but actually it's just like export and importing artists, you know, like I know it's very Western as well, you know, like because they have the ideas that artists go to other place and then do something, but we don't really want to do that. Actually we our mission here is like do something in the local, like for example reacting or questioning about what's going on in Jakarta. So like Reza just said, it's always from us in the beginning, and then we choose artists that we think that it could suitable, like Reza said, so like the ingredients, like we should put this, and then we should put the artists that have also experience, for example, working in or have a experience in the culture of apartment, for example. A few years ago, we have apartment project. We questioning how Jakarta people we studying how people here living in horizontal and then suddenly in vertical. So you know we have this kind of really quite strict not rules, but it's just like the ingredients or the mission that we want to targeting. So for us, exchange means really exchange. I mean, we can we invite people here, and then we ask them to contribute their ideas, their thoughts, not only helping them realizing their projects, which is also many things happen in that sense. What's I think most of the exchange is based on that, but because we are sort of focusing on what we're going to talk about, local, so we invite people or artists that just that we think that it's good for their contributions to us. That's why also we never open application. Even for residency, for workshop, we never really open application. We go for more recommendation, because we are based on also collaboration process, which is Reza maybe talking about that a bit, because it's not easy. So we have sort of formula, and then also we know that how and why and what it should be done like here, and we don't want just like spend our time babysitting artists, you know, I mean, that's always happened, but we're not running a hotel here, you know, like something like that. We are like we have our things to do here, and then we want you, for example, to come here and then talk with us together or brainstorm with us together in collaboration. So that's why also we never open our application, and we just really invite person by recommendation. So far it's been, I mean, 8 years we've done that, not only in between Indonesia and outside Indonesia, but also, like, for example, in the last couple of years, we invite also artists or people from other cities, which is also for us is very important, because Indonesia, it's been very centralized in Java or Jakarta, so we need more exchange of thought in that area. It's great. It's been a great exchange and thoughts, because we sort of like not only ask them to contribute to our context, but also in the same time we can inspire. So both part is very, it should be very open to interfere each other to change, not only win but also losing, take and give, you know. It's very open, and it's not the most difficult is of course finding a partners, you know, like because it's it's not every artist. I mean, most of the artists I think like tend to work alone and do their project. That's also we have many proposals, and like I'm people from outside Jakarta or outside Indonesia, I want to do this project, and then can you help me, you know, can I stay in your place while I'm doing this project? And I said, no, we're not do something like that. We have these themes for this year, this subject for this year. Why? Because of this, blah, blah, blah. And then if you're interested, let's talk. So every project actually We are correspondent before they came here.
You talk about your art project. That means you work as an artist, you do something. And I'm interested to see when you run this exhibition and how do you see the relationship or the link between your own art projects and the programs here. Are they related?
Yeah, we try to relate that because in a way you're absolutely right, because we go into actually two directions. One is actually to say our to speak our minds through projects by collaboration, and in the same time we are managing or running a space which is tend to supporting infrastructure. For example, we have library, we have video library, we distribute videos, we have screening every weeks for video and films. We've done also festivals, two festivals, which in the same time it's actually more into managing than in artistic process. But we're trying to synchronize that in the same time. For example, if we have a project of apartment project, for example, and then we have also screening programs that come from other video makers or filmmakers that have relation to that issue. So in the same time, we cover many things in the same times. But it's also in the same time, it's typical art institution in Indonesia. I think you talk also with Timothy, with the foundation. I think that in the visual arts here, we think a lot of things about not only if we want to do something, and then you always trap to go into these two directions, because this is one thing. For example, if we have a video festival and then in the same time you expect that the critics will do a good critics, and the situation is it's maybe for the first time they see a video video works in the international level. So so we need, for example, a workshop on the critics first. So in a way, like we have to do many things in the same times. Like that's why also we have these journals and everything. After 8 years, yes, we are tired actually. because we think that how you expect a good critics if the critics it's not really there is no other infrastructure that provide that. For example, in the university we don't have the art critics
or writers
or curators. For example, how you expect good curators, and then like for example, once there is people from Japan and then came here and asked, like, I mean, you are artist collective, why are you also publishing more into theoretical base this journal, art journal? And I said, you know, this is actually the second visual art journal in Indonesia. You know, the first one in 60s. You know, that we have that lack of. There is many holes in the infrastructure, and then when you put your feet in one things, and then in the same times, in order to make it everything run, and then you have to provide the other things, something like that. Yeah, we want to talk about young artists, and then when you dig more, and then you know, it's not gonna happen because the university is actually not into that. So that's why we have Jakarta 32 degrees, like bring up the young talent. So and then this space, when we talk about young artists, yes, we have the works, we have the artists. Otherwise, if we just like sit here, okay, and then we say to public, we are supporting young artists only, but we don't do this kind of other infrastructure works, it's not going to happen. Something like that.
But should we talk about the money thing?
We basically have our own things. You know, like for example, we have since 2 years we have so-called commercial units that actually also people here have spare times to work in more commercial creative production, you know, like web design, graphic design, or art events, that kind of stuff. And also some people do musics. And then we have maybe can contribute more or less like 10% of the whole budget that we need for a year. Personally, we all, I'm teaching, I'm curating, I do my work, my artwork as well, even it's not selling, but it's okay. and I have salary from Ruang Rupa, you know, it's, I think if people ask like how me personally survive, yeah, because I have a low standard. And of course in term of organization, yeah, we have only HIFWAS who we support us overhead cost. The rest we have to search every project based. And it's after 8 years, I think the last 3 years it's quite easy for us to get partners, especially in publication and media, because it's all friend of ours that now in the magazine, in the TV, in the TV station, in radio, and also in the same time they have a big interest in arts and young. So Ruang Rupa is not only known as organization that in the serious art scene, they will see us as organization of video, new media art, or conceptual project based art, that kind of stuff. But in the students or in the more popular scene, we are also known as like a place for hangout, that really cool musician, independent, blah blah blah, that kind of stuff. So in the same times, we can provide them with a big public. I mean, we have quite a big range of audience, from high school students to very serious curators or critics.
Because since like I mean personally I'm joined Ruang Rupa since 2003. I mean formally within the organization. I mean before in 2000 I already know Ade and Indra as well, but in a way that's like several projects that Ruang Rupa has done before. It's always like very playful in a way to attract, because like mostly if we talking about the art student and how they hang out, it's only one place in Jakarta. It's Jakarta Institute of Art. So that's why we have also to occupy it in a way to just grab them and then to know about this alternative space and then also to join or else to just hang around with us together. So sometimes we have intention of playing within our project. So that's why it's quite popular. I mean, since 2003, I know that Ruang Rupa is quite popular because every exhibition we create party. in a way. So people will come. I mean, mostly young people who didn't interest of our projects. Sometimes they came and then they knew this kind of space. They call Ruang Rupa. Or many artists around and also many popular person or friends. So in a way, it's more friendly atmosphere that we create here in Jakarta, because it's so difficult. I mean, if we try to internet very serious within the project, so perhaps it's only like more like from the art scene. Yeah, I mean it's more generate. I mean we try to more young in a way to just make something really happening, and then so they could easily know what's going on in Ruang Rupa. I mean that's quite difficult as well, because since like we more very serious within the projects until like several years, but people intend to just thought Ruang Rupa now it's getting very serious. I mean since they have this kind of thoughts, I mean we said like since the beginning Ruang Rupa is very serious, but in a way we create like a very playful situation, but sometimes they didn't realize. But it's also could intrigue them in a way to get really disciplined, and as well for us individually here in Europa, because sometimes we also intending to get really playful, but in a way sometimes we also lack of disciplines. But when we try to get more organized in a way, so we also get more serious. But like Adi said, it's like, yeah, I mean there's a lot of critics, but sometimes from our friends, sometimes the critic it's more about the why Ruang Rupa is becoming more serious now in a way, because but it's only like gossips. But sometimes they also could come hang out, and then because since they know that Ruang Rupa is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so everybody could be more standby here at Ruang Rupa. Sometimes Ade in the weekend came here, me, Indra, and we also could have like sometimes we could not afford ourselves to get side jobs, because we have to stand by here in Ruang Rupa, because sometimes people like you, I mean, you came Sunday, okay, we have appointment, so you came. but that's quite good. I mean, anyway, for us, because we could as well maintain our space, and then we could as well make like different situation within the activities, especially here in Jakarta, because it's the city itself, it's not really provided with this playground, this kind of playground. I mean, it's quite different. That's why when we start within this college student forum within Jakarta, 32 degrees Celsius, that's the start, that when we could grab college student to get more expressive in a way, to show their own visual works, contemporary one, and then they could have their own presentation, because I mean sometimes the visual work monopolized by only the art school or design faculty, but since we opened the college forum, there's lots of college students came from many disciplines. They have their own work, from journalists, from like public relation things. They came and then they said like, I also create photograph, I also create painting, I also create design, I also create poster, publication, graffiti, or something like that. So we could provide. So I mean that's quite challenging until now. That's why it's tiring though, but in a way it's, yeah, we have responsibility how to manage these things life in a way. Yeah.
You mentioned that serious. I'm just interested to hear more. What's your idea about organization? I mean, do you have a structure yourself?
And
because you also receive funding from other foundation organizations, you have certain responsibility, you know, to how to spend the money, for example.
Yeah.
Can you talk about what's the idea of organization? And also, that was serious. Do you think you're going to be an institution or whatever?
Actually, when we start, it's in organization level, we already done a structure. It's just we believe that we need structure. But it's not like too hierarchy or too formal structure. It's just like a couple of person or compilation of heads that have thoughts, and with a certain works in specialty. So we are more into kind of we never really see, because to hierarchy, because in a way the most important is the artistic vision and social political vision that we have. So that's the highest one, and the rest is just like a person with a job desk. For example, me, I'm the director, Indra and Reza is the program coordinator, but in the table of brainstorm, we all same. So it's like all the administration goes to me, and all the program or executing is Indra and Reza. But at the same time, I think if you know football, it's like a football, you know, like there is no players that is most important. I mean, the whole players is important. Even if one get red card, and then you will get lost. Like you need a good striker to make a goal, and at the same time you have to get a good keeper also to save your goals in the same times. But it coming up again in talking about relation with the funding. We are fortunately that all the people that running this Ruang Rupa have experience before in organization, either in the campus, either in a band, or doing some gigs, you know, organizing a gig. So I think that's also our strength that people might not see. People now thinking that Ruang Rupa is very strong. It's already 8 years. It's quite a long while. At the same time, so many collectives or artist initiative came up 1, 2, 3 years and then go down. It's not only about the vision, I think, but also the organic situation, and also the strength that we want to have in terms of share our thoughts. Not really, of course we have our own ego, but you know, like manage that is also very important. And we have, that's why I bring out the experience of organization, because that in that most of the people who run this space have that experience to listen and also to talk and also make a good discussion in more or positive or productive. While in the same times, for example, it's really funny. For example, many friends sometimes in the last couple of years they are inviting us not to talk about our project, but to talk about how we are organized, like how we manage. And more funny things, for example, how to make proposals, how to build networks. I always said something very basic, you know, like networks. It's like make friends. If you like to make friends, and then you don't have to ask about to make networks. Actually, you know, we all have handphones. It's actually we are on the networks. But do you have something to say to other people? If you have something to say to other people, and then you pick up your phone and then start to talk. When you don't have something to say, and then you obviously silence. So we actually already on a network, but do you have attention to say something? That's basic things. And also about proposal, I always said, like, making proposal is actually, it's just to put your brain, your ideas on the paper. So it's actually, basically, if you are through high schools, and then you can do it. But more important is like how to make a good project. I mean, it's not a good proposal. A good proposal is a good project. So the problem is how to make a good project. So the next the basic question is like how to make a good project, or what is a good project. So I try to explain, for example, how you be sensitive or seeing what's going on. What's going on, and also what's your approach, what is your strategy, why, and then what you expect to be the impact. And if talking about the funding, and then evaluation, and also reporting, including money. We really like to talk. So the evaluation is actually just going like in daily basis. We don't really need like formal meeting. Of course we have, but like that kind of mentality, it's already in ourselves. In the same time, sometimes too critical. And about the funding, when you ask about that, after 2003, I think it's getting more because the necessity of this organization, it's become more and more into existence, and people start expect many things also from us in the same time. And also we want to do that, and we need more money. We try to get some money, and then if goes into report, we trying to do our best to very open in a way. We don't want to like we see our funding, for example, just like friends. If we don't like it, we say it. Like organization, you have to do this and that sometimes, support funding, say something like that. But we said no, we are the one who have this project, and this is our argument. We keep that discussion alive, and by that I think we believe anyone can be also think in different way and then compromise and start in 2003 talking about the finance. We hire finance staff because we start to think that no, this is not ours, because the money that involves and in this place is already a bit too much. And then we think that if we want to have a healthy organization, we need a staff or a person that really professional in that area. And also I think this is also very typical organization relation with the funding, like you're hiding something, that kind of stuff. We report, we're trying to sort of like educate them about our reality, because it's just about our reality, daily life. It's most of the time they don't know it. So in these things that we keep on communicate, I think it's more or less something like that. Yeah.
The developments of Marupa, is it something related to the developments of art in Asia? As you know, you took part in an exhibition in Hong Kong, an exhibition, and what do you see? What's happening?
I think the in talking about relation with Asia, I think it's talking about the. I mean, it just flashing in my mind is like two words. Like first is the city. I think a couple of years, maybe the last 10 years, cities become very important. To in the same time, because it's capitalizing our capitalist system needs the city to to be the market and to be the economic center to run. So it hits, I think, maybe last 10-11 years, and also technology that we can share big things. We know more about many places. At the same time, we listen to the same shitty pop songs or shitty underground songs. In the same time, so yeah, we share many things. And internet, I think, suddenly bring the whole things together. Share some problems, that kind of stuff. If we want to relate that, I think in relating these two issues, I think the city and also the technology and economy, of course, in the same times. And I think Asia should be the center of the earth in the couple of years, I think.
And in these 7-8 years, and I mean, somehow you developed, but at the same time you have seen, you know, organizations in other parts of Asia either change, either close down, whatever. And what do you think about all this happen? Is it related to the development of society or the art market or the artists?
I think I see it also. We see it also here, yeah, in Indonesia. I mean, it's so many. I think the last 5-6 years. I mean, when we start, no one really know what is artist initiative, what is art residency, what is art project. You know, art project. Well, what is it? You know, like. But now, people or journalists or critics are like hugely talking about it. But I think. I think the most important is the necessity. I always ask this question if somebody asks question, what keeps Ruang Rupa alive and maybe what keeps Ruang Rupa closed down. I think it's this necessity. If there's still the needs of this kind of organization, it's been there. I think it should be there. I think so far Ruang Rupa has still been needed, so it's still here. So, and then asking your question about how many organizations, I think it's also because of that. Because maybe it's just not necessary. And then it's not, and then the reason is not strong enough to be exist. And then I think the nature will cause that. Same also happened in several organizations in Indonesia, of course, like in the last 5-6 years, many artist initiatives pop up almost everywhere in Indonesia, but maybe really one or two that survive, and I think it's just because of that lack of necessity or lack of sensibility to identify it. The necessity, I mean, as artistic or as a creative groups. Of course, there's organization, there's money involved, but I think I always said that when we start is much worse than when they start. I mean, when we started without space. Like many organization or artist initiatives that pop up in the last 5-6 years here in Indonesia, for example, they already start with like this big kind of house. So I mean, talking about infrastructure, they already have. They just doesn't have to. They just cannot grab the program of the or the relation between what they're doing with what's going on in the surroundings, which is also I think is also our strength, that we always can relate things that what we are doing and what's going on in surroundings. And that's because we think ourselves not as an artist, we think ourselves just as a person in Jakarta.
at least you said that, you know, you survive in a way, you know, that means you develop. Do you think you're going in certain direction? Do you have certain kind of model to develop? And
we always experiment, yeah. We always experimenting. The thing is, because this kind of organization doesn't have a model. I mean, model. There's no model. I mean, it's not a gallery. It's not a gallery. It's not a company. It's not a NGO. It's quite difficult actually to grab what exactly the ideal model that we should use. That's actually we always we have a big evaluation meeting every 2 years. And the last time, for example, we did in the end of last year, like we bring all that we've done in 7 years and also the thing that we should do, and then we also talk about our what's going on in our surroundings, and it makes also a bit change, a bit of structure. Talking about the achievement as well, we inspired many groups now in the same time, but then again we always go back to the needs. For example, we have just small things. We have a program of Rebu Video Club. It's a screening program every week. In the beginning, it's our mission is to provide a space or screening space for young artists that have work that cannot go enter the more major distribution. But again, in Jakarta, after years and years, people are more easily to do themselves. The screenings, the campus, the organizations, and Kino Club, yeah. But they still come here for research, for programming. They ask, for example, one campus came here, and then, yeah, we want to make a program, a film program, film screenings. And then we talk about the program, and then they see our library, and then the borough. So, and then after the evaluation, we think, okay, we shouldn't do the regular film screening anymore, because now everyone can do that, and now everyone can do the YouTube things. So everyone actually have a space to show. So we are more focusing on library. We are focusing on library and then talk about the programmings, which is that's more important now. So that kind of shift that I mean, that after the evaluation, we think our position, we think the position, the needs, and what we can do, and then we decide, okay, the next years or the next 3 years, lifetime, we make our plan for 3 years. So
you talked about this needs, and we've also, you know, before the interview, we briefly talked about that booming in the art market, and that became the current situation. Would there create certain need for you to develop certain kind of things to respond to that?
Yeah, we do paintings now.
No,
I'm serious. I'm painting. That's really a good question that we actually plan in these 3 years. Actually, after 7 years, we are thinking about we see ourselves in the position of like as a laboratory that produce experimental productions. Persons, process, works as well. Of course, we think that that's our best position. But in the same time, also we expect the other element is also working, such as space, galleries, researchers, publications, critics, writers, but sadly we think that it's not happening. So after the evaluation, we think that okay, we should take some of that element as our target as well. So in this the next 3 years, we also we've done 3 or 4 projects usually every year. We make it less. We make it twice only. And in the next 3 years, we're going to make a gallery. Just like everyone think it's a gallery, but we're going to fill it in a different works, in a different kind of material that people usually see it in a commercial gallery, and also in the same time. Okay, so maybe I just talk about the structure that we've been change in the next 3 years. It's going to be 4 big department or division. It will be the art lab, which main focus is talking about the urban issues. This year we're talking about the vehicle related to the social and cultural context, like why people here really want to buy vehicles, something like that, and also city design in the city, which also happening in Jakarta. There's a lot of small city that built inside Jakarta with their facility, that kind of stuff, and also produce different social relation. So that's in the art lab this year, and we call it support and promote division. The next one, that will be the place for young artists, students, and the gallery is the gallery program or the exhibition program will be in that under that division. Also Jakarta 32 degrees, and the other one is developing the video or audiovisual and technology department, which also under that is OK Video, and the other division is research and development, working on the research on contemporary and new media art, and also documentations. So these 4 division is actually very linked to each other, and very for example, in support and promo division, we're going to have 2 workshops on curators workshops and writers workshops, which also in the same time linked to the research and development division. So it's all links, something like that. And in the same time, art lab as well will be linked also with the research as well, because talking about the approach, what is the best approach to, because after 7 years we've done a lot of projects also in the public space, so we're going to try to make like a new approach, or try to find what's the best language nowadays for that kind of projects.
Maybe also it's I think it's about the perspective. I mean, our perspective. That's many organization, other organization, some from government or students come here. I mean, it's like the needs. That's I think that starts since 2003. That's Ruang Rupa become more public, and that's also make us have to be more stronger, not artistically, also as an organization, because they come not just asking about some artistic vision, but also have to
consulting.
Yeah, it's like a consulting. Yeah. I mean, it's like, yeah, some also from government invite us to make a presentation. to the workshop with them, not just asking about the recent development of art here in Indonesia or asking about how to make an exhibition, for example. Okay. Also like the student who come here to asking about how to make a good photography, but also how to starting an exhibition like that. Also from friend from media, and I think it's also because in Ruang Rupa, if we make a workshop or we make a project, it's always based on the collaboration is always horizontal. I mean, it's not like we as a make a tutorial work. I mean, that's why many people come here want to share things they need from us. Okay. So I think it is also one thing that make the organization could have like many networks in, I mean, like start from government to kids. I mean, it's because of this, yeah, of this situation.
And I think almost the last thing, and as a development, what do you think about size and scale? I mean, in the last 7 years, somehow you have expanded, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you project in the next 5-10 years? Do you think, what do you like good size? Do you want to maintain this size? Or if you want to fulfill all these needs, do you need to be expanding more? What's the opportunity?
Making school.
Yeah, that's actually we've been talk about that as well many times, like as well scales and positions as well, like people are talking about Ruang Rupa starts institutionalized, something like that. But we can say yes, of course we need that. I mean, we have prejudice of being institutionalized is it's somehow it's not organic, but I think we believe that we can experiment that to make it better than just like being institutionalized is like government institutions, you know, like with the hierarchy, with the bureaucracy, that kind of stuff. I think it's also a big thing on management or organization, because I mean, that's also our kind of dream, you know, to have a big organization, but prove it that it can work like this as well. It can work prove it that it's not that scary or it's not that wrong, something like that, which we think maybe talking about expanding, I think it goes that way, like for example, yeah, like interstate school. I mean, people start to talk about that now, you know, like
workshops.
We have many series of workshops, and people start to talk also. Ruang Rupa, you should make schools. So it's there actually, the thought. And then we discussed that as well, like schools, or like art center, with several communities joining together. And then also introducing like the model, if there's exists if there's exists. I mean I always interested also in that, because I also talk with Mela, for example, you know, like maybe we should make like like general research on what we need or what we should do if we want to make some organization, and then if we can maybe summarize the basics, and we can just spreading the seeds, and then beyond that, or more further than that, every local context can adapt, and then can put the additional element into it. Like I said, for example, I mean, like talking about making money, I mean, I think every artist now in Yogyakarta can have their own artist initiative because they are so rich, something like that. But and also the how people see artists in the society in Jakarta, it's so different. Patrick Flores, I don't know if you know him, he's from Philippines, once asked me, like, do you think this can happen in different city? And I said, and then wait, I have to think few seconds, and I said, no. It can happen, but those organizations should really also take the strength element of the each local context, because that's what we've done as well with the media, with the music, with the companies, with the radio, with TV stations, for example. That's like, it's actually the mode of our friendship, so called, and then that's just developed, and it grows in very interesting ways. For example, like Indra said, we can be very close to from the high school to the government, because for example, when we have a exhibition or something going on here, the way we publish it, we publish it in a very non-exclusive, so called. We put it our news on our info in the teenagers radio, which that never thought before by art organizations. But for us, because we think that they should know first, but also the second, that's our life as well, and we are part of it. So that's why we don't have burden or borders to go into that channel, and local television or youth radio, they invite us to say something about Ruang Rupa. Sometimes we think that, wow, this is really good, a challenging task to say something like this, you know, what every day what we've done to the high school students, you know, like it's very challenging, but actually that comes out because of the openness of the media as well. They know, they want to know more, like a free magazine, for example. It's now it's quite trendy and quite successful. Several free magazines, they can distribute thousands and thousands free magazine only in Jakarta. Once they ask us to write something about the history of history of Indonesian art, can you imagine? You know, it's like I was like, what? But this channel is actually very open. But sometimes in the same times, the art scene is not so open. But fortunately, because it's part of, I mean, our personal reality, it can be open, really easily. We don't really care about what they are thinking, you know. Actually, you know, like we just always talk about that, you know, like what now they are thinking like this about Ruang Rupa. But it's just quite funny and interesting, and at the same time to see what art in the society actually. So next time it could be schools and art center. Because no one will do that. So we should do it.